The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view, and if his answer is not the best,
you are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
In April, Prince died, as did Merle Haggard, so you may not have noticed that here in the land of Albion, we also lost a great talent. On the 20th of April, Victoria Wood died of cancer, aged 63, and ended a 42-year career as an actress, singer, songwriter, screenwriter and director. But it was as a stand-up comic that we all fell in love with her. She was the gentlest of comedians, with a superb ear for language, and once said, "I thought Cocker Van was making love in the lorry." Here is her song, Barry and Frieda.
Frieda and Barry sat one night. The sky was clear, the stars were bright. The wind was soft, the moon was up. Frieda drained her cocoa cup. She licked her lips, she felt sublime. She switched off Gardner's Question Time. Barry cringed in fear and dread as Frieda grabbed his tie and said, "Let's do it, let's do it while the mood is right. I'm feeling appealing, I've really got an appetite. I'm on fire with desire, I can handle half the tenors in a male voice choir. Let's do it tonight." But he said, "I can't do it, I can't do it, I don't believe in too much sex. This fashion for passion turns it into nervous wrecks. No derision, my decision, I'd rather watch the spinners on the television. I can't do it, I can't do it tonight." So she said, let's do it till our hearts go boom. Go native, creative, living in the living room. This folly is jolly, bend me over backwards on me hostess trolley. Let's do it tonight." But he said, "I can't do it, I can't do it, my heavy breathing days have gone. I'm older, feel colder, it's other things that turn me on. I'm imploring, I'm boring, let me read this catalogue on vinyl flooring. I can't do it, I can't do it tonight." So she said, let's do it, have a crazy night of love. I'll strip bare, I'll just wear stilettos and an oven glove. Don't starve a girl of a palaver, dangle from the wardrobe in your balaclava. Let's do it tonight." But he said, "I can't do it, I can't do it, I know I'd only get it wrong. Don't angle for me to dangle, my arms have never been that strong. Stop pouting, stop shouting, you know I pulled a muscle when I did that grouting. I can't do it, I can't do it tonight. Let's do it, share a night of wild romance. Frenetic, poetic, this could be your last big chance. To quote Milton, to eat Stilton, to roll in gay abandon on the tufted Wilton. Let's do it tonight. I can't do it, I can't do it, I've got other little jobs on hand. Don't grouse around the house, I've got a busy evening planned. Stop nagging, I'm flagging, you know as well as I do that the pipes want lagging. I can't do it, I can't do it tonight. Let's do it, let's do it while I'm really in the mood. Three cheers, it's years since I caught you even semi-nude. Get drastic, gymnastic, wear your baggy white fronts with a loose elastic. Let's do it tonight. I can't do it, I must refuse to get undressed. I feel silly, it's too chilly to go without me thermal vest. Don't choose me, don't use me. My mother sent a note to say you must take, excuse me. I can't do it tonight. Let's do it, let's do it. I feel I absolutely must. I won't exempt you, want to tempt you, want to drive you mad with lust. No cautions, just contortions. Smear an avocado on me lower portions. Let's do it tonight. I can't do it, I can't do it. It's really not my cup of tea. I'm harassed, embarrassed, I wish you hadn't picked on me. No barter, non-starter, I feel about as sensuous as Jimmy Carter. I can't do it tonight. Let's do it, I really want to run amok. Let's wiggle, let's jiggle, let's really make the rafters rock. Be mighty, be flighty, come and melt the buttons on me flame-proof nighty. Let's do it tonight. Let's do it, I really want to rant and rave. Let's go, cause I know just how I want you to behave. Not bleakly, not meekly, beat me on the bottom with a woman's weekly. Let's do it
tonight. After the show, go over to YouTube and put Victoria Wood into the search bar. Her spoof of Brief Encounter gets better with every viewing, and I'll post some clips on my blog, Mad as a Box Of. Anywho, here is Timothy Leary and Live and Let Die.
Now, we say political party, man, we mean party of celebration. But the function of government should be to make people free and happy. The old party is just no fun. They're just uptight. The first sentence in the Declaration of Independence said, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Pursuit of happiness means the right to get high. There was a time, you know, a couple of years ago, when everybody knew that the Vietnam War was a scam, but there was no prominent politician to stand up and say so. It just takes one or two people to stand up and righteously, you know, to say where it's at. The Black Panthers, you know, 20, 30 years in this country, we had this civil rights integration thing, the aim of which was to make the blacks become uptight middle-class whites. It just took a few of those young kids, and I want you to know they were all outlaw kids, black kids from California, from Oakland, which is my home turf. Bobby Seale and Eldridge Cleaver and those guys, they said, come on, man, we don't want to be grays. We don't want to become you know, whitey's man. We want our own thing. Black is beautiful. Just took a few of them to say that, and then everyone wakes up and says, yeah, man, that's right. California, we're all dying of that terrible, dangerous, evil drug, you know, carbon monoxide. The morals of this country have changed. The kids just don't buy that old uptight, keep your legs crossed, Puritan ethic. The aim of the game is to feel good. And the function of government is to get everyone high and feeling good. The problems that face California or Massachusetts, the United States, are not that insoluble. The guys in power are so old-fashioned and so rigid that they're just messing up in every way possible. The function of government should be to put itself out of business and get control and power back in the hands of the people, back to the neighborhood, back to the small group, and get the money and the control back where it belongs. Everyone in this country today knows what drugs do, knows what marijuana does. They know what LSD does. They know what booze does. They know what nicotine does. They know what smog does. There's no point educating people about drugs anymore. Everyone knows where it's at. There are good drugs and bad drugs. That is, they're drugs that get you high and make you feel sexy and loving and happy. And everyone knows which drugs there are. Now, these are the drugs that the government's after. If a bunch of people smoke marijuana, they're not going to fight in Vietnam. If a bunch of people are high in marijuana, they're not going to hassle their black neighbor. You know, they're feeling too good to be uptight and mean. The government does not want marijuana around because marijuana blows the whole white middle class scene. Do you know that there are 300 million people in the world that smoke marijuana? There are more people that smoke marijuana than there are members of the American middle class. Matter of fact, there are more people that smoke marijuana than there are Americans. There are 300 million people that use marijuana. Maybe that's a majority. There are more people that use marijuana than there are Protestants. And almost as many as there are Christians. There are about 100 times more people that use marijuana in the world than there are Jews and Unitarians all combined. We're a majority. We're the largest religious group in the world. All through the East, the holy men and the shamans, they use marijuana for meditative purposes. Most of the great holy books have come out of that Ganges River where those fellas sit around stoned on hashish they get the old rhythm going and they pass it on to us. And the old notion is that a drug that makes you feel good, like booze, you know, and you stagger around and say, hey, I'm great, I'm the best one on the block. That's not what we mean by feeling good or getting high. Getting high is that sense of union and of revelation and of wonder and of merging with something that's bigger than yourself. And if you've never been there, well, when marijuana is legal, you're in for a glorious surprise. It's going to be one moment. It's going to come very soon. It's going to be that last person necessary to turn on. It'll turn on and like a click, the whole, I'll just start laughing. And there's going to be a convulsive ripple of laughter going around the country. Vietnam? Wow, come on. The draft? Come on. Compulsory education? Come on. Reagan and Nixon and Humphrey? Come on. Who are you kidding?
According to Georgies, butterflies never cry.
Butterflies never cry. Butterflies never cry.
They just fly around every day happy, never asking why.
Hey! Butterflies never cry. Oh, butterflies never cry.
Oh, have you ever heard a butterfly really answer? Sorrow, I never think of tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey. No, 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 no. Butterflies never cry.
No, no, no.
Oh, butterflies never cry. Butterflies don't never cry.
And no problem than they and no trouble. Why can't you and I?
Here is the Tommy Haggard Orchestra with Peeled Tomato. Now, the women of the SS ask, will you watch me?
I'm Right.
Here are two songs from people who are having trouble spraying their worms. Charlie Jake with Starkle Sarkle and Betty McQuaid with Tongue Tied.
Hello, my darling. I think the time has come for me to tettle down, and I want to ask you a question. Will you worry me? Oh, I'm all mixed up. Starkle, Starkle, little twink. Nothing wrong with me, I think. Though all my jums are Wordle dinner jam, I'm not as mad as Thinkle Peep I am. Starkle, Starkle, little twink. Don't know who is me, I think. I am so wob, I weaker when I walk, and fall so feelish when I talk. I'm a nut under the alco-foolence of Hinkle. Starkle, Starkle, little twink. I can't get a sleep of wink. Oh, little star that shines so high above, I'm all mixed up 'cause I'm in love. I mean, we could have a piddle lace of our own and hear the pitter-patter of little ginger-headed feet. Mill you worry, Gary, how? Mill you fairy, I'm not a karate. Don't think I'm up the pole. I'm not under. Fulance of Hinkle. Starkle, Starkle, little twink. I can't get a sleep of wink. Oh, little star that shines so high above, I'm all mixed up 'cause I'm in love. Mill you worry, no good, I'll have to mime it.
How dare you?
What a shame. She'd have looked lovely in white. Oh.
Great good golly, you thrill me so. When the apple of my eye whispers in my ear, I get a real speechless and I act so shy. All I could say is I'm in it. Me too.
And now two songs about hippies. First, Rusty Adams and Hippie from Mississippi. Then France Gale with Hippie Hippie.
Some folks say my looks need some improvement. Some say I ought to run and hide my head. I'm the leader of a student's freedom movement, and I'm lucky to be alive instead of dead. But I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi, even though my folks have had to change their name, and my sister claims that she don't even know me. I can't understand why they're all ashamed. My hair is 3 feet long and kind of wavy. In another year it'll probably reach the ground. My father's mad 'cause I won't join the Navy, and Robert Sheldon follows me around. Yes, I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi. When I talk about how all men should be free, the old men who gathered down at the courthouse, you swear words and spit tobacco juice on me. Well, I don't make a party out of loving, and the reason's very simple, you can see. I don't get any kind of loving, 'cause no girl in this town will go with me. But I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi, even though it's kind of rough in this old town. And to make sure I don't get tarred and feathered, tomorrow I'll be San Francisco bound.
Hippie, 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 hippie.
And now for the hippies, here is Kuno and the Marijuana Brass with the Marijuana Mantra. Kind of connected to the last track, Hugh Barrett and the Victors with There Was a Fungus Among Us.
There was a fungus among us. There was a rumble in the jungle. There was a static in the attic, a moaning and a groaning, a fungus among us. We had a fight in the middle of the night. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
We were having a party the other night. Somebody got mad and they started to fight. I couldn't understand what it caused at all, but nevertheless we were having a ball. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a cruising for a bruising. There was a running and a losing. Put it to an end in the twinkle. There's a fungus among us. Shaking all over, didn't know what to do. The dog and the cat, they were fighting too. Then a real slick chick come over to me. She said,
"Cool it, Daddy, can't you see?
There's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a cruising for a bruising. There was a winning and a losing. Put it to an end, in the temple. There's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Now for two of my all-time favourites. Eve Boswell is Picking a Chicken, and Max Bygraves sings You're a Pink Toothbrush.
to the barbecue and sit by my side. We couldn't choose a better night if we tried. Can't you imagine what a thrill it will be, picking a chicken with me? It's so romantic, the moon up above is extra bright on a night such as this. Pulling a wishbone with someone you love is almost certain to end with a kiss. So come to the barbecue, my darling, my dear. I'm so in love with you, and when you are near, I get a feeling that forever you'll be picking a chicken with me. Oh, it's so romantic, the moon up above is extra bright on a night such as this. Pulling a wishbone with someone you love is almost certain to end with a kiss, kiss, kiss. So come to the barbecue, my darling, my dear. I'm so in love with you, and when you are near, I get a feeling that forever you'll be picking a chicken with me. Picking a chicken with me. Picking a chicken with me.
All right, children, all right, teachers here. Now, lessons, what shall we have today? Arithmetic?
No!
English?
No!
Thank goodness for that. Now, what would you like?
Tell us a story.
Tell you a story? I think that'll be a good idea.
Some!
Yes, now then. Once upon a time, there was a toothbrush who lived all alone in a great big bathroom. Alone, that is, except for a tube of toothpaste. The tube of toothpaste was very amorous. Sometimes it would turn its nozzle towards the toothbrush and sing, "Squeeze me, squeeze me, never let me go." But the blue toothbrush didn't care for the toothpaste. Then one morning, what do you think happened? There was another toothbrush in the rack, a pink toothbrush. And the blue toothbrush looked towards the pink toothbrush and said, "You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? You're a pink toothbrush, and I think, toothbrush, that we met by the bathroom door. Glad to meet, toothbrush, such a sweet toothbrush. How you thrill me through and through. Don't be hard, toothbrush, on a soft toothbrush, 'cause I can't help loving you. Every time I hear you whistle, it makes my nylon bristle. You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Won't you marry me in haste? I'll be true, toothbrush, just to you, toothbrush, when we both use the same toothpaste." All right, children, I want to see if you've been listening. When I say two, join in on the chorus. One, three.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? You're a pink toothbrush, and a pink toothbrush that we met by the bathroom door. Glad to meet toothbrush, such a sweet toothbrush. How you thrill me through and through. Don't be hard, toothbrush.
Every time I hear you whistle, it makes my nylon bristle.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Won't you marry me in haste?
I'll be true, toothbrush, just to you, toothbrush, when we both use the same toothpaste.
That was very good. You can all take the day off.
Now the Dodgers with The Broken Record.
I've heard many a love song, old song, new song, but in the next apartment to me,
there's a record player, and it keeps on playing, my sweetheart. You're gorgeous tonight. That song I heard on the phonograph, the needle caught on the broken half, kept playing.
Now here's Silver Bang Can and Yay Lala.
We'll be right back.
Next is Faye Richmond with What Long Hair on Your Pussy.
A little girl was petting her kitten on the head. A lady stopped to watch her, and this is what she said. What long hair on your pussy. Gee, that's the longest that I've ever seen. What long hair on your pussy. How do you manage to keep it so clean? It looks so nice, I'd love to take a feel. It's just as slick as the back of an eel. What long hair on your pussy. Gee, that must be a real Angora cat. No, this ain't what you're thinking, for this is a real cat. And he is mighty lazy, for he won't chase a rat. What a long hair on your pussy. Gee, that's the longest I've ever seen. What long hair on your pussy. How do you manage to keep it so clean? It looks so nice, I'd love to take a feel. It's just as slick as the back of an eel. What a long hair on your pussy. Gee, that must be a real Angora cat.
Here's Gemma Ray to play us out with Shake Baby Shake.
Center of the mouth of Mount Vesuvius, the center of the universe is happening again. Shake, baby, shake through the cracks and fissures. Shake, baby, shake. It's happening again. It's happening again. With every gust of wanderlust, with every elemental thrust, comes a feeling chasing us, comes a feeling racing us. It's happening again. Shake, baby, shake through the cracks and fissure vents. Shake, baby, shake. It's happening again. Shake, baby, shake. Shake, baby, shake. Shake, baby, shake. Shake, baby, shake. Of everything before, kicking up the ocean floor. It's happening again. Shake, baby, shake through the cracks and fissure veins. Shake, baby, shake, it's happening again. Shake, baby, shake. Shake, baby, shake. Shake, baby, shake.
Well, that's it for this show. If you have been, thanks for listening.